I am Katie Reif. This is the interview with Thelma Lockhart for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done at the Benton County Cooperative Extension Service Office on March the 9th, 2012 in Bentonville, Arkansas in Benton County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes, I am.
First, I would like you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside. This is going to be a very informal interview, and I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Arkansas Extension Program, the good times and the challenges. Okay.
Thelma, T-H-E-L-M-A, Irma, E-R-M-A, Lockhart, L-O-C-K-H-A-R-T. And my address, 7457 Vaughn Road, Bentonville, Arkansas, 72712.
Thank you, Thelma. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program? As a member, a professional, or agent?
As a member.
Thank you. How did you learn about Extension Homemakers programs?
When we first moved here from Nebraska, the Vaughn Club was very large, and it consisted of a great many of the members being members of the Vaughn Presbyterian Church. Mm-hmm. And as we went to the Vaughn Presbyterian Church, I was invited to join the Vaughn Home Demonstration Club, which it was known as at that time. And so that was how I was invited.
Do you remember what year was that, Thelma?
1951.
That takes care of my next question then. How long have you been associated with the program?
61 years.
What was the first club in which you were associated? Was that the first club
yes,
in which you were associated?
Yes, that was the first club that I was associated with in Arkansas.
And as you said, in 1951. Are you presently a club member?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the name of your club and the county and the district?
The name of the club is the Vaughn Extension Homemakers Club. And we are in Bentonville, Arkansas. Technically, we are in Bentonville, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. But really, we live in a little town called Vaughn, and that's where the club is located.
And that is in what county?
Benton County.
And then your district?
Is the Ozark district.
Thank you. Well, Thelma, do you have any special remembrances of that first meeting you attended?
Not really, because I just remember that it was a very large club, and they were very welcoming to me. And I don't remember any special thing about the first meeting.
Well, why did you join the club?
Before we came to Arkansas, I was a member of a community club in Nebraska. And when we came here and I was invited to join, it gave me an opportunity to meet more people and to become more in the community, that and gave me a place to go once in a while too.
Were there any similarities between the community club you were in another state and the one when you came here?
We did not have specific lessons in that club. We had, it was more of a club where they met to socialize. I mean, it was, we did various things, but it was more of a social club than a working club.
Why have you continued your membership all these 50-some years?
I have continued because I have enjoyed it and because it gave me an opportunity to meet people out in the county besides the ones in the community that I lived in. And it also was a learning experience that I could use, being fairly young at that time and having three children at that time. And so I had a lot of things to learn, and I have enjoyed that part too.
Well, while we're talking about learning, do you want to list a few of the things that you've learned?
We learned about nutrition, which was a good thing, and also we received recipes that would help us, and also things that would help economically, things that we could substitute and so on when we bought things. And also that we learned to watch the cans that we bought and what the nutrition and calories and so on was on in them.
Well, why have you continued your membership?
I think because probably I enjoyed it, and also I'm still learning because there's so many things that they teach us that we don't get in other places, and I'm still learning things that I didn't know, and I probably will forever.
How involved have you? Did you become in your club, like holding offices or committee chairmen or responsibilities or just?
Well, at the time, of course, they had a large club, so it wasn't so necessary to be a member that was working in the club as an officer. But later on, I have been the president several times. I have been secretary, I have been vice president, and I have been inspiration leader, and I have served on a great many committees.
Do you think you have benefited from your leadership positions in the Home Demonstration Club and Extension Club, as we talk of it now?
Yes, I think I have, because it gets you out, and if you give demonstrations or illustrated talks in front of people, it gives you confidence and helps you to reach out to other people, and you're not in your own little nest all the time.
Have you been able to attend any state council meetings or other state activities?
No, I haven't. I have participated in county ones, but not in the state.
I'm going to ask you how Extension Homemakers has touched your life, and I hope that you will share some of your favorite your experiences.
I have learned a great deal. And also, I have met a lot of people that I would not otherwise have met. And being an extension club, I have been privileged to meet with the county agents and the extension office. And it's made me much more apt to come to them with problems. And if we came to them with problems, they could usually help us. And if they couldn't, they could call on the state to find out. And it's made me much more comfortable to work with them, and they have been so helpful. And there are a lot of things that the men and the women at the Extension office have helped me with.
I'm going to ask you, Thelma, tell me about your family's life, and if you lived on a farm, if you lived in a small community, and how Extension Service, you say that they have helped you in so many ways. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit, and your lifestyle and your children's, your family's?
I have lived on a farm all of my life. And of course, I was born in Nebraska, and I went to a rural school. We walked a mile and a half. I think I can remember one or two times ever being taken to school. And we had we were farmers, but my folks always rented. And every 2 years, it seemed like we moved, and I would go to a different school. And that was an experience too. And I enjoyed that. But later on, I graduated from high school in 1941. And then I taught school, a rural school, for 6 years. And part of the time, I walked 3 miles to go to school to teach. And the other times, I rode a horse. And that was the way things were done. And the schools were small, and you had all 8 grades. You didn't always have someone in each grade, but you had taught all 8 grades. And the things that Extension has helped me with in my life is the fact that I was raised on a farm. I've been on a farm all my life, and our schools were rural schools, and I walked a mile and a half, or we did, walked a mile and a half to school, and I can remember very few times of being taken to school, even when it was snowy. Or I do remember one morning we walked to school, and we got home that night, and they said, "Do you know how cold it was this morning?" We said, "No, 30 degrees below zero." And it hadn't felt that cold, but it was. And we had terrible snowstorms too, and I don't remember the school was ever let out for snowstorms. And I taught, graduated from high school, and at that time you could take normal training and professional training in high school, and then you could teach for 6 years without going to college. And so I taught for 6 years in rural schools, and one school was 3 miles from home, and I stayed home in all except the worst part of the winter. And I also rode a horse part of the time, the 3 miles. And we had all 8 grades, and at times, of course, we did not have students in each grade, but we still had 8 grades. And the schools were mostly small, and when I did not stay at home, I boarded in a home in the community.
When did you move to Arkansas again?
We moved in 1951. I had one son that was born in September before we moved, so he was small, but I had two others that were under 3 years old. So that kept me very busy.
And what did you lived on the farm when you came to Arkansas immediately. What was your main interest on the farm? Was it diversified? Or?
We were had milk cows, and we milked, had a dairy, and eventually we went to grade A milk. And we also had a chicken house that we could raise 2,000 chickens in. And that was something that I took part in too. And I also helped to milk. So
you were busy raising your children, doing your club activities. And
had
all.
A big garden. And my husband had, we had mostly raised silage and hay.
Then I'm going to ask one more time. How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
It has helped me to reach out and not just be home all the time. And it has also taught me things that has helped my family. Things about what to cook and how to raise my children. It has helped in that also. And of course, I was a 4-H leader for at least 20 years. So that took part of my time also. My daughter had volunteered me to be a leader. When they asked at school, she said, my mother will, you know. So I started in being a 4-H leader, and I stayed at it for about 20 years.
Did you find that being a 4-H leader and being an Extension Homemaker kind of went complemented each other?
Yes, it did. The Extension Homemakers sometimes helped with the 4-H, and the things that I learned in Extension could help me in 4-H also.
Well, through all these years, can you think of one thing, or maybe two, that were your favorite events or activities in Extension Homemakers?
County councils were always good because you got to meet other people in the other clubs and make friends that way. Also, I've lost my train of thought. But you could learn that, and then also I like to go to Maysville on the fun day. That's been a more recent thing, but it gives us a chance. They always have a good program, and I always enjoy going and meeting other people.
What about the county fair?
I have worked in the county fair for years, and I enjoy that very much because you get to show off the things that the homemakers have done, and also you meet the people that are going in the fair. And we showed cattle for years until the kids got too big, and I enjoyed that immensely.
Do you have grandchildren that other generations coming down that enjoy these same things you did?
Yes, I have grandchildren that are in 4-H, and they are showing cattle at the county fair, and also they take great part in 4-H.
Have you ever entered anything in the fairs yourself? Had any exhibits?
Yes, in the latter years, well, after my great-granddaughter got to 4-H time, she wanted to learn to cook and can. And so we started canning, and of course then we started taking canning to the county fair. And this last year I had the most points in the canning division.
Do you think this is still an important project for young women to learn to do some of these things like canning and food, other types of food preservation and some of the skills, the homemaking skills?
Yes, I do. I think that canning is very essential, and it's coming back a great deal. A lot of the younger ones are learning to can, and it certainly helps on the grocery bill. And also, I don't do it, but a lot of people do home sewing. Back when we first started, a lot of people did home sewing. And the lessons that we got were demonstrations on how to finish up seams and how to put in a zipper and things like that that you learned. And that was quite helpful because I did a lot of sewing for my children. And I think that that has kind of gone by the wayside in the county fair, but I think it's coming back.
Well, what has been your least favorite event or activity? Maybe something that you haven't enjoyed as much or was a little harder for you to do? Or
well, I can't really think of anything that was too terribly unimportant to me in EH, but sometimes getting the lesson was a little difficult.
Could you take a minute maybe and tell us how you lessons are chosen for your club and who is assigned to do these lessons?
We are on a volunteer basis a lot of times on the lessons, and sometimes someone will think of something that they're doing that they might think the club might like to know. And for example, next month, the lady that has the foot lesson is going to show us how to make foot cream. So things like that are very essential, and it helps us. Mostly we have volunteers that take the lessons, and the county agents have been very good about giving us lessons that we can use.
So you do get a lot of help through the Extension Service for your lessons?
Yes, we certainly do. They help. They give us a demonstration of it, and then they usually give us handouts that we can use.
Good. Well, what changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization?
I think one of them is that when we started out, it was more demonstrations. We actually did things. And now it's more illustrated talks, and it's we're looking more at things that reach out into the community and things that are happening in the world for our lessons. But we still have the basics also, because we had a soup lesson not too long ago.
You mentioned reaching out into the community. Have you been a part of any projects that actually contribute to the community service?
Yes, we each month we have picked a organization that needs help, and every month all of us bring one thing for this organization. For example, we have brought trash bags the last time, and it's the paper goods and things like that that they can use at their organization.
Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
It's taught me that most people are good, and that they are helpful and are willing to share what they know, and that they will put out a hand of friendship to you.
Is Extension Homemakers limited to one particular age group in their members? Does it reach across all ages?
It reaches across all ages. Lately, however, it's been the older people, because so many of the younger ones work away from home that they're not able to come to daytime meetings. We do have a few young ones that show up once in a while, that come to join. But very, very seldom. It seems like we're not reaching the younger group as much as we used to.
In thinking back over your 50 plus years in Extension Homemakers, how has it changed in the number of young women? It and has, what was the place of the younger women in the Extension Clubs 30, 40 years ago?
The younger women were the backbone of it years ago because they had a little more vigor and than the older people, and they were more open to new ideas also. Sometimes when we get older, we get set in our ways. But now it seems like that we don't have very many young women coming to join our organization. And we have very few in our club. I know we have one that's younger, but it has made the older people work a little more than they did before.
Trying to keep everything together is a big part of our Extension Homemakers program, it sounds like.
It is, and it's hard to keep the offices moving from one to another. Sometimes you get in a rut and somebody has one office and they don't get out of it for years.
Are there any other memories or experiences or thoughts that you would like to share about the Extension Homemakers Clubs?
Just that it is a wonderful organization, and we have good help from the state and the county in our organizations. Without them, we would not be able to do the things that we do. And where it is a county-wide organization, we meet other people and get other ideas from different clubs, and that is a big plus.
Well, Thelma, thank you for all your contributions to the Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. Well, we're back with Thelma, and I have a couple of more questions for her. We talked about your participation in the county fair and your canning being one of the major things that you exhibited. You've been canning for many years, obviously. Have you seen the methods of canning and food preservation change any? Do you do anything differently? Any equipment, any things that you use in your canning, things you can now that you might not have canned then versus other ways of food preserving?
Things have changed a lot. Personally, I was using a pressure cooker from the beginning, and I still have the same pressure cooker. But thank goodness the county agents checked the lid several years ago and found out whether it was okay or not. I have changed the parts of it, but I still have the same pressure cooker.
You're still using the same pressure cooker that you've used?
Yes, all these years. I got a new gauge and new rubbers and a new plug last year, and I had replaced them one other time. But it lasts forever. And also, I can more than I did at first. I raise a large garden. I can tomatoes and green beans. And also, I do a lot of freezing, which was not able to do in earlier years because we did not have a freezer. But now I do freeze a lot of things. And so the lids, of course, have changed, and they're much easier to use, I think, than they used to be, too.
Well, Thelma, I know you've mentioned about your farm, that you had a dairy, you had chickens. I'd like for you to just go back to one day that when your children were at home and young, but you wanted to go to club that afternoon. What would be a typical day for you to be able to fit that time slot for your club?
Well, normally we got up about 3:30 in the morning to start. It's because we had a barn that only had, you had three stalls in it, and we were milking about 30 cows. So we would get up about 3:30. I would go out and get the cows. My husband would start the milking. And then I would come in and get breakfast, and he would milk. And then I'd get the kids up and send them to school, if they were school age. And then, of course, we had chickens to feed. In the summertime, the children would help with that. They would pull the cart, and I would fill the feeders, or I would pull the cart, and they would feed the feeders. And then we would have to clean the barn and every day, because we were grade A, you had to scrub it down. And then, of course, getting meals. And then, of course, I had to hurry to be able to go to club. And it was a rat's race, really.
You think it was worth it, though?
It was very worth it, because you got out away from home. And the club was quite welcoming to have children come. So that was one plus. Because I could take my children before they were school age. I could take them, and they would be taken care of there at the club.
You did not have to get a babysitter.
No, I did not have. Couldn't have gotten one if I'd had to.
Well, Thelma, thank you again. Just wanted a few more insight into your experiences and your life through these years that have kept you in Extension Homemakers.
Thank you. Well, thank you.